In Romans chapter 10, Paul is explaining about how it's faith in Jesus that saves us. And this is part of what he says. It says, the word is near you, it is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith we are proclaiming. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. As the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame, for there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on him, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they've not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they've not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. How can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? Put the people around here into that box, into that passage, and we see that we have a task to take our message out. This is the last of our little mini-series, and it's going to be the last time on this, at least, that we ask you to get into groups. So well done, you survived this far. Just one more to go. But before I do that, let me say that I don't believe that any believer in Jesus underestimates the importance of the gospel. I think we know it's important. It's the life-changing message about him. And yet I reckon that few of us feel confident about sharing that gospel. And it's part of our role, and it's part of our, as leaders here, it's part of what we want to do over these few weeks, just to begin to raise the issue of how can we build confidence into one another as we come and share what God has got for us. I'm aware that we've only scratched the surface of how we put into practice what we call evangelism. We've not gone very deep, really, which is odd, really, and maybe something more disturbing as odd that we've not really grasped how to do it, because it's the primary reason, one of the primary reasons we exist as a church. You see, if Christians don't share the good news story, no one else will. If we don't, no one else will. As the Bible says, how can they hear unless someone tells them? You and I are that someone. And we've got that tremendous privilege and encouragement to one another of being able to share the gospel. This morning, I want to ask two questions. The first comes from the challenge of that call to be the someone who takes the good news. The second is an altogether more uncomfortable question, and it's one that I heard earlier this year, and I have not been able to shake since. So if you'd like to get into your groups, we did that last few weeks, just feel free to move your chairs around, and I'll give you the first question. Okay, go for it.